I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, two people who are living with the consequences of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict every day, an Israeli father who lost his son, and a Palestinian who is working with him toward peace in the region. That conversation in just a few minutes. But first, we want to talk more about what we were talking about a minute ago, the drug sentencing guidelines. We're going to hear the personal story of someone who served 11 years in prison for a crack cocaine offense. In 1997, Natasha Darrington was convicted of crack cocaine involvement, conspiracy to distribute a controlled substance. It was her first offense. She was sentenced to more than 15 years in prison. She was released 3 years early because of a 2007 vote by the U.S. Sentencing Commission, and that decision applied to reduce sentences for some crack cocaine offenders who were already in prison. And Natasha Darrington traveled to Washington, D.C. from North Carolina yesterday to speak before the commission in favor of applying the new federal guidelines retroactively. You just heard us speak to a public defender and a prosecutor about this. They're on opposite sides of that debate, obviously. But we wanted to know more of a personal story. So Natasha Darrington is with us now in our Washington, D.C. studio. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You obviously felt strongly enough about this to take time away, precious time away from your family, to go and speak to the commission. Why did you feel so strongly about it?
Because the two-point downward deduction that I received, and I got to go home 3.5 years early, it's important for families to be reunited. And I wanted to tell my story so that the Sentencing Commission could see that someone had benefited from their decision. And I wanted them to see how well I was doing and possibly, you know, make this new law retroactive so that others could go home to their families earlier.
You actually said specifically to the commission, you said that, you know, I want you to take comfort from my story.
Yes.
And realize that people can do well after this. I think a lot of people would like to know, though, why you wound up in prison to begin with. What exactly did you do?
I was married to my husband. We got charged with conspiracy with intent to distribute a controlled substance, and that controlled substance was crack cocaine, and that's what got us, you know, all the time. We both benefited from the early release. We got released on the same day.
Why do you feel your sentence was too harsh?
I had never been in any trouble before in my life. It was a nonviolent, you know, offense. I had no, as I said, no previous record. And I was just devastated by 15.8 years. I'm like, how? I didn't know how that was possible, but it was.
And one of the points that you made is, you know, you're the mother of four. You had four children. They were very young.
Yes.
When you went away.
Yes.
And you worked really hard to maintain relationships with them, but it was really hard. You missed birthdays. You missed, you know,
graduations. Both of my parents passed away. I missed their funerals. It was difficult trying to be a parent from prison.
I do want to offer another perspective, though, and that is a conversation we had in 2008 when this issue first surfaced with a Reverend Wade Ickard. He is a minister and coordinator of this group called Weed and Seed. That's a community program in South Statesville, North Carolina, that fought drug use. He very much opposed early release for people in prison for crack cocaine charges, and he wanted to talk about how crack affected his community. I'll just play that clip from that conversation that we had.
As a result of crack in our community, we have seen major changes in South Statesville. I mean, South Statesville was a very vibrant community, and now we can consider it now, some people would say, a ghetto. The community has lost a lot of its businesses have gone. The crime rate has just skyrocketed. Gangs are so territorial now that we have constantly murders and robberies. The dropouts in school now, it has just increased tremendously because, once again, crack being the poor man's drug, as they say it is, it's a quick way to make money. So now, why work?
So his point is that, you know, you heard the public defender Nachmanoff say earlier that it is now understood that crack cocaine and powder cocaine are chemically the same. But what he's saying is that the effect in the community is not the same, that crack has devastated these communities, and that is enough of a reason to keep punishing it in a severe way. And that's another reason, in his view, not to let people who have participated in this go home early. What would you say to him?
I disagree with him. I don't know. In my case, it was never proven that I sold any drugs, that I handled any drugs. I really don't know. I'm sure the effect is, you know, devastating on communities, but that doesn't mean that you hold that against everybody.
What has it meant to your family to have you home early?
Oh, it's just wonderful. Just, you know, being there is makes such a difference. I'm not missing out on anything. I'm now able to take part in everything. I was able to go to my grandmother's 96th birthday party and then to her funeral when she died 2 years later. I was there when my second grandchild was born. I was there when my daughter graduated from Fresno State University getting her bachelor's. I'll be there when she gets her master's next year. My son's graduating in December. I'm graduating next year.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Natasha Darrington served nearly 11 years in prison for crack cocaine involvement. She testified yesterday before the U.S. Sentencing Commission in favor of applying the new sentencing guidelines retroactively, which would cut the sentences for many people, not all, but many people who have been convicted of violations involving crack cocaine. And she was nice enough to stop by our studios in Washington, D.C. Natasha Darrington, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. And may I say thank you to FAM.